Upside Down, Inside Out, written by Monica McInerney and read by Melissa Eccleston. Can you believe this fantastic invention I found on the bench here? I can't tell you how many times I felt like just one glass of champagne, but decided against it because the whole bottle would go flat. He recognised her accent. She was Irish. But look, if you use this thing, she kept talking, demonstrating the silver stopper by taking it off and putting it on the bottle again. The bubbles stay in. Brilliant! Honestly, you ingenious Australians. He had to smile at her enthusiasm. It was as if she'd just discovered the Holy Grail. I'm sorry, I can't take any of the credit for that incredible invention. I'm English. Eva heard the soft accent and turned around completely. He was tall, at least 6 inches taller than her. Dark hair and beautiful dark eyes. She took it all in just a moment, conscious she was staring at him. Oh, well, would you like a glass of champagne anyway? There's plenty. He smiled at her. You just want to try that invention again, don't you? Thanks anyway, but this is fine. He held up his bottle of wine. She passed him a corkscrew and glass and watched as he deftly pulled out the cork. The kitchen door opened and a young woman came in, grabbed a glass from the counter and went out again. Before the door closed, they both had a clear view of Greg on the dance floor. Joseph turned to Eva. So James Brown is alive and well and living in Australia. It does look that way, doesn't it? The champagne made her bold. You're not tempted to give him a run for his money? Hit the dance floor yourself?
I might. Though I'm probably more of a John Travolta man myself.
His face was solemn, but his eyes were twinkling, she noticed. Oh, good. You can warm up the crowd for me. I'm planning quite a spectacular Torval and Dean routine, actually.
Both parts?
Oh, yes. That's where the real skill comes in. She grinned at him. What a fantastic smile she had, Joseph thought. It was like she lit up from inside. He noticed the flower in her hair and the heavy silver pendant she was wearing. It was very dramatic against her black dress.